ಯತ್ರ ಪರಮ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಶರಣಾಂ ಕಥಾ
ಧರ್ಮ ಪೂಜಿತ ಕೈತ ಗೋತ್ರ ಪರಮೋ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಶರಣಾಂ ಕಥಾ
ಧರ್ಮ ಪೂಜಿತ ಕೈತ ಯತ್ರ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಶರಣಾಂ ಕಥಾ
ದಿವ್ಯಂ ವಾಸ್ತವಮತ್ರವಸ್ತು ಶಿವದಂ ತಾಪತ್ರಯೋನ್ಮೂಲನಂ
ದಿವ್ಯಂ ವಾಸ್ತವಮತ್ರವಸ್ತು ಶಿವದಂ ತಾಪತ್ರಯೋನ್ಮೂಲನಂ
ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತೆ ಮಹಾಮುನಿ ಶ್ರೀಶಿಂಗಾಪುರೀಶ್ವರ
ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತೆ ಮಹಾಮುನಿ ಶ್ರೀಶಿಂಗಾಪುರೀಶ್ವರ
In the lower stages of human civilization, there is always competitions lorded over the material nature, or in other words, there is a continuous rivalry to satisfy the senses.
So this rivalry, it is of course found. This rivalry for colonization, that is a special feature of the European country. Rivalry. In India they have got experience, America also they have got experience, Canada, the Hollanders, and the French people, the Spanish, Portugal, and England. There is regularly rivalry how to occupy. Within the past 200 years, there is rivalry. So, according to Vedic civilization, there should not be rivalry. Tena tattena manjitha. To be satisfied, what is allotted to you? Don't try to encroach upon other property. Madhida kastasi dhana. That is Vedic civilization. One is satisfied. In 1942, there was a famine, man-made famine. And in India, so many people practically died of starvation. Not died, but they died by eating. There was scarcity of foodstuff, but when public began to give them food, so they ate so much that they fell sick and died. Not by starvation, by eating. By starvation nobody died. By overeating, one died. That is a statistic. The next death rate is for overeating. In America, is it not? Who said each other? The first death rate is
heart
trouble. And the next death rate is by overeating. So, there cannot be any rival. Krishna, the Supreme Person, Nitya Nityana, we are all persons. Just like you consider me, I am the head of your society. Similarly, there are so many heads, another head, Brahma is head. There are so many Brahmas, then our, above them there is Mahavishnu head. In this way, if you analyze, you will go to Krishna, Ishara Parama Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, he has provided everyone food. There is no problem. It is mistake to accept it that because there is overpopulation in the world, there is problem. Just like we are walking on the St. James Park, the swan ducks, they are producing 1 million children at a time. And that is also thrice in a year. So they have no problem. Where is the problem of overpopulation? They are not starving. Unless you go and capture them and kill them, they are not dying. You see, from the birds, animals, nobody dies of starvation. Sita bahuna amrita dhati kama. Krishna is there. He is supplying food for everyone. So when there is no question of starvation, then why rivalry? Rivalry means I want to enjoy more sensually. That is rivalry. Otherwise there is no question of rivalry. Everything is yours, complete. Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachyate. God's creation is perfect. There cannot be any imperfectness. Even there is overpopulation, God will supply food. Don't bother. But because you have no faith in God, because you have forgotten God, you do not know what is God, therefore you have created the economic problem. Otherwise there is no problem. You can see how they are jolly, they are walking. So, by nature study we have to learn. If we don't go to the basic knowledge, we can see that where is the problem in the lower animals. There is no problem. They are confident. The problem for lower animals is there when they are in the city. But if they live natural life, there is no problem. Therefore, Shastra says, Kasyaiva heta prajateta kovida nalabhati tad bhavatam uparajat. In this different species of life, we are wandering in different planets. So, trying to solve the economic problem, so many leaders came to solve the economic problem and they went away. The problems remain where it was there. They are coming and going. Kata chatu rana na mari mari javat. The so-called leaders are coming and going. But because there is no God consciousness, the problems are there. In our country, big leaders like Gandhi and others, they came and went away. They thought that the Britishers go away, then our problems will be solved. But actually, there is no solution of problem. There is Pakistan problem, this problem, that problem, so many problems. So in this way, we cannot solve our problems. The problem can be solved if we endeavor for developing our Krishna consciousness. Then problem is solved. Otherwise, there is no problem.
Driven by such consciousness, man turns to religion. He thus performs pious activities or religious functions in order to gain something material.
Formerly, now also, those who are not atheists, when there are problems, they turn to God. Those are thieves. Those are atheists. They will know. That is, two classes of men there are. Atheists and thieves. is who believes in God, whenever he is distressed, wherever he is facing some problem, he turns towards God. God save us. That is right. Very nice. They are called paths. God, when there are problems, when they look towards God, such person is called paths. It is describing Bhagavad Gita. Chaturvidha bhajante imam sukritina ojya. Sukritina means fire. Su means good. And kritina means activity. Similarly, the opposite number, that is called duskritina. Duk means bad. And kritina means activity. So there are two classes of men. One class of men, who are pious. Pious means those who are regularly following the religious principle. It does not matter what religion you follow. If you follow the religious principle, in whichever religion you accept, then you are pious. If you do not follow the religious principle, then you are impious. At the present moment, practically all over the world, they are no longer interested with God as a religion. Just like in your city, London, there are so many churches for sale. Why? Because people have become duskritina. They are no more interested in religion and God. That's it. Otherwise, why the churches should be sold? People are not interested. In India also, the temples, many temples, they are uncared for. They are not for sale. So maybe some of them are also for sale. But I have seen many temples uncared for. At night, one dog is entering and living within the temple. So people have become disinterested in religion and God at the present moment. So therefore, according to Bhagavad Gita, such persons are duskritina. Duskritina means miscreant or always engaged in sinful activity. If you are not religious, then you must act sinfully. So people are becoming duskritina. Instead of becoming sukritina, they are becoming duskritina. And as a result of that, namana duskritina mulha prapadyante narakam. They are becoming rascals and lowest of the mankind. And whatever their university degrees are there, that knowledge is useless and they are not going to surrender to God. This is the present position. Namahana duskitanam mura prapadyante naranama. Those who are coming to God, they are called sukritina, pious. But generally, common man, even though he is pious, he goes to God to get some material profit. That is being discussed. Go on.
It is said material gains are attainable in other ways, and so-called religion is neglected. This is the situation in modern civilization.
Yes. But the leader, we are seeing this poor man is going to church or to temple for asking God, God give us our daily bread. They are taking the opportunity to spread atheism. They say, well, you have prayed for your bread in the temple or in the church. Have you got the bread? They say, no, not yet. All right, come to me. You ask me bread. Yes, if you know, sir, yes, Mr. Sutton has given me bread, and he gives bread. Take this bread. Then you are convinced. Oh, God cannot give us bread. Our political leaders have this bread. This is propaganda is going on. You see? God cannot give us bread, but our political leaders can give us bread. But they are innocent. They do not know that these rascal politicians, where from he has brought the bread. Has he manufactured in the factories wheat, rice, grain? That unless God has given you grain, wheat, rice and other grain, how you can make bread? So far they cannot go. Actually, God gives us bread. If there is famine, if there is no production of grain, where is the politician's salary able to give you bread? This requires little intelligence. Actually, God is giving us bread, not the politician. But people have no such intelligence. And there is regular propaganda against God. So people are becoming godless. The whole civilization is now godless. And therefore there are so many sufferings.
Man is thriving economically, so at present he is not very interested in religion.
Yes, you are in the suffering. If you want economic development, why you are going to church and temple? Just start industry. You'll get money. That is propaganda is going on. At least in our country, in India, it is going on. Forget now God and temples. Just try to imitate America. Overnight become industrialists. But they are not teaching that America or Western countries after industrialization, now they are producing hippies. That they do not. They are seeing one side, that America and Western countries, they have become so prosperous by industrialization, let us imitate them. We must have. Actually, India after independence should have distributed this spiritual knowledge. Why we should compete in industrialization? They have got also demand for the spiritual knowledge. India should have given the spiritual knowledge to the Western country instead of competing with industry. And that's a fact. Now, I alone started this movement. There is so much response because they are hankering after this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hinted therefore. So, Maharaj Bhumite Manusya Janma Haila Jaya Janma Sathak Kari Karo Paropoka. Those are taken birth as human beings in India on the land of Bharatvarsha. They should learn their spiritual assets and distribute it throughout the world for real welfare activities. This was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's indication. That was my Guru Maharaj's indication. With that indication, I tried, and somehow or other, it is coming to be successful. Now, it is in your hands, you European and American young boys and girls, to take it seriously. From India, they are coming. But I am very sorry to inform. They are not giving the real, not delivering the real culture. So we do not want to discuss that one. But now you are intelligent boys and girls. You have taken this Krishna consciousness moment. Try to understand more philosophically and distribute all over the world. That is my reason. Otherwise the world is doomed. Without the spiritual knowledge, without God consciousness, the whole world is doomed. Right.
churches, mosques, or temples are now practically vacant. Men are more interested in factories, shops, and cinemas than in religious places which were erected by their forefathers. This practically proves that religion is performed for some economic gain. Economic gains are needed for sense gratification. Often when one is baffled in the pursuit of sense gratification, he takes to salvation and tries to become one with the Supreme Lord. Consequently, all these states are simply different types of sense gratification. In the Vedas, the above-mentioned four activities are prescribed in a regulative way so that there will not be any undue competition for sense gratification. But Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental to all these sense gratificatory activities. It is purely transcendental literature, which can be understood only by the pure devotees of the Lord, who are transcendental to competitive sense gratification. In the material world, there is keen competition between animal and animal, man and man, community and community, nation and nation. But the devotees of the Lord rise above such competition. They do not compete with the materialists because they are on the path back to Godhead, where life is eternal and blissful. Such transcendentalists are non-envious and pure in heart. In the material world, everyone is envious of everyone else, and therefore there is competition. But the transcendental devotees of the Lord are not only free from material envy, but
therefore, this Bhagavad Dharma, or Krishna consciousness, is meant for persons who are not envious. Parama nirmasarana, nirmasa, matsarata. Matsarata means to become intolerant when his neighbor is prosperous. That is called matsarata. Everyone is envious. If his neighbor, if his brother, if his friend becomes more prosperous than himself, he becomes envious. This is material nature. Similarly, in our Krishna consciousness movement, if we become envious, oh, my God brother, oh, he has become so popular, he is making so much progress, so put some impediment towards his progress, his path. This is also material. The Vaikuntha consciousness is that if your neighbor, if your brother is prosperous or progressive, then one should think, oh, he's so nice, that he has served God so nicely, God has is so pleased upon him, that he is making so nice progress. That is Vaikuntha consciousness. And material consciousness is that, oh, he has advanced so much, oh, let me check him. This is material. And that is going on. The whole world, enviousness. I remember long ago, about sometimes in 1936, my eldest son in Bombay, he was in his school, he stood first. So his classmates become envious. But here is a boy, he's coming from Bengal and he has stood first. They wanted to fight with him. My son came and complained to me that this is the position. Just see, children is envious. You see? That means this is the nature of this world. If you prosper, then your brothers and your neighbors, your friends will be envious. So this Bhagavad Dharma is not for such envious person. Therefore it is stated here, Parama nirmasaranam satam. Not for the envious person. The envious person, that is materialist, they will not be able to understand what is spoken in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahamuni Krite, Kimma Parai Ishara Sadda Ridhi Amaridhati. So, our process is, because we are envious by nature, therefore we have to cleanse our heart. Therefore we have to chant Hare Krishna mantra very rigidly, regularly. Then this enviousness, this dirty thing will be over and we shall be able to understand what is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is a graduate study. Those who are interested in God, for them this is graduate study. The entrance study is Bhagavad Gita. Just like you pass your entrance examination, matriculation examination, then you are entered into college, then you become graduate. Similarly, after reading Bhagavad Gita, you are allowed to enter into the understanding of God. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, the ultimate instruction is sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vraja. There are discussions of the yoga, karma, jnana, bhakti, everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. But ultimately, the last instruction is that this is the secret of success, my dear Arjuna. Guyatavam, you simply surrender unto me, and I shall give you all protection, my future, don't bother. This is equal. This is the beginning of God consciousness. So unless we have finished nicely the study of Bhagavad Gita, or unless you have accepted this proposition of God, that is surrender. There is no entrance in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So how are this Krishna consciousness movement is Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma means one who has at least understood what is God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins his teaching where Krishna ended. Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same personality of Godhead, as Krishna, he demanded, because God can demand like that, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vraja. It's just surrenderity. What God can say, God cannot say, let you jump over my head. God can say like that, you surrender. That is God's word. God cannot allow you that he jump over his head. He can jump over his head, but that requires a great advancement of love for God. That is another thing. Just like the coward boys, they are jumping over Krishna. That position is, you can also have. But after kṛtapuṇya puṇya, after amassing many life, simply pious activities, you can have that force. That's right, it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sikkhaṁ brahma sukhāna vuchyā dāsraṁ gatānāṁ paradayvatīna. Māyā sitānāṁ naradārakīna sādhaṁ vijarahu kṛtapuṇya puṇyā. That's it, it is saying, the coward's boy. This coward's boy. They are kṛtapuṇya puṇyā. Accumulated many millions of bad pious activities, and now they are allowed to play with Krishna as his friend. Kṛtapuṇya puṇya. Hittaṁ jāsya gatānāṁ. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, begins. People misunderstood Krishna. They are rascal scholars. They misunderstood. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Paritrajamamekam Saranam. Give up everything. Simply surrender unto me alone. Mamekam. He doesn't say even to Narayana or Vishnu, because we are so full. As soon as Krishna says, Narayana, Vishnu, I am all. Then everything is gone. Everything. Therefore he says this particularly, Mamekam, only unto me alone. Because if one understands Krishna, then gradually understand other things. But in the beginning, if it is said, similarly, in Bible also I said that through me, because they are so full, if they are allowed to go elsewhere, they will commit mistakes. Therefore, that was nice. The foolish person such says required to be given. Mamekam. But still, the foolish person misunderstood Krishna, misinterpreted Bhagavad Gita, therefore Mahabadi, therefore same Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya, as devotee. This time, not as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but as devotee, to teach us how to approach Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore begins his teaching where Krishna ended. When Sanatana Goswami approached him, Sanatana Sikha, he had learned it from Chaitanya, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So he begins from that point where Krishna ended. Where Krishna ended? Sarvadhanman Paritajya Mamekam Saranam Bhaja. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins from that. Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. When Sanatana Goswami inquired from him what I am, so he replied that you are eternal servant of Krishna. This is the beginning of Bhagavatam. Unless we understand that we are eternal servants of Krishna, there is no beginning of spiritual life. It is still material life. That conviction must be there. So.
But they are well wishes to everyone, and they strive to establish a competition with society with God in the center. The contemporary socialist conception of a competition with society is artificial, because in the socialist state, there is competition for the post of dictator. From the point of view of the Vedas, or from the point of view of common human activity, sense gratification is the basis of material love. There are three paths mentioned in the Vedas. One involves stewardship activities to gain promotion to better planets. Another involves worshipping different demigods for promotion to the planets of the demigods. And another involves realizing the absolute truth and his impersonal future and becoming one with him. The impersonal aspect of the absolute truth is not the highest. Above the impersonal feature is the Paramatma feature. And above this, there is the personal feature of the absolute truth, or Bhagavan. Srimad Bhagavatam gives information about the absolute truth and its personal feature. It is higher than impersonalist literature, and higher than the Jnanakanda division of the Vedas. It is even higher than the Karmakanda division, and even higher than the Upasanakanda division, because it recommends the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. In the Karmakanda, there is competition to reach heavenly planets for better sense gratification, and there is similar competition in the Jnanakanda and the Upasanakanda. The Srimad Bhagavatam is superior to all of these because it aims at the Supreme Truth, which is the substance or the root of all categories. With Srimad Bhagavatam, one can come to know the substance as well as the categories. The substance of the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Lord, and all emanations are relative forms of energy.
It says, Vedam Bhattavam Atra Vastu Srimadam Tapasayana. There is Vastu. Vastu means Samambona, original. And the Bhastava, just like Krishna, had his different energies. the different energies have caused Vastava, in relationship with Vastu. And Krishna is Vastu. So, here it is said that Vedam Vastava Vastava Matra Vastu. Vastava, you can understand Krishna in all his features. And if you understand in Shivadam, it is auspicious. Tapatrayonamadanam. As soon as you understand Srimad Bhagavatam, because it is auspicious, then all the tapatra, three kinds of miserable conditions of material existence, pertaining to the body, mind, pertaining to the infliction offered by others, adibhoti, adibhai, adhyati. These are three kinds of tribulations are always going on. So, when we understand Srimad Bhagavatam, the vastu, the substance, and the categories, then immediately it becomes auspicious and we become free from the threefold misery of material life.
Some of them can be saved.
It is there in the Satyam Vivaha. Just like our body is changed, season is changed, and then this is also changed.
So the temporary change is due to Vaishya Kali's strength. Sometimes the question comes up when the devotees, especially, that says that the devotee makes advancements when the spiritual master is teaching. Sometimes the spiritual master is far, far away. Maybe in Los Angeles, somebody is coming to have her temple. You think, how will the spiritual master be pleased?
You know, that just follows his order. If the master is along with you by his word, just like my sister, master is not physically present, but I have to sit by his word.
And Krishna knows that, therefore he made it happen. He's sitting in our heart.
Yes. No, 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 no. So he's serving my pure devotee. He needed another example. Yes. Krishna Master, Krishna is not limited. It is not material. He can associate with Krishna and his spiritual master very satisfied. But why do you want to? We can associate with Krishna immediately. If we take Bhagavad Gita as it is, it's not different from Bhagavad Gita. Nama Rupi Kali Kala Krishna Avata. Krishna is incarnate.
Is it Krishna's desire that we get a spiritual role from him?
What?
Identical with the name.
No, we are not. He is not identical. But his name is identical. But we are Das.
Krishna. Just like my name is Revati
Nandan
Das.
Yeah.
So that is the name of
Baba. Revati Nandan is identity. Yeah. We are Revati Nandan
Das. Oh, that is clear. His question is, does that mean that when I'm in the spiritual sky, I'm going to be the servant of Balaram, correct?
Yes. Yes.
But what's the told me that I have to be all devotees of Radha and Krishna, he said, well, we might also be devotees of Lakshmi Narayan, or Sita Ram,
and none of them are defined from Krishna.
That's right. So if you define
them, then none is also Krishna.
Yes. But does that mean that heaven, my spirit soul, if I do become Krishna conscious, it will go to Krishna Loka and be associated with Balaram? Mm-hmm. It won't be to some Vaikuntha planet? It wouldn't be to some Vaikuntha planet?
That is Balaram's expansion in Vaikuntha planet.
Yeah. So their expansion also maybe.
Huh?